Now they work it short side, and Uwate's into space. He lines up Roberts and goes right around him. Aquila Uwate with some magic to carve up the Gold Coast Titans.
Well, they're sitting sixth and going nicely. Once they've clicked into gear this season, they've been a tough team to beat, and they beat the Gold Coast Titans 30-10. That's Manly, of course. Jackson Hastings, good morning.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. I've got to say, as a supporter of the Seagulls, I'm pretty happy with what I'm seeing at the moment.
Yeah. You know, it's been a pretty good start to the year from us. You know, we've been in every game bar one, I think, and we're proving a lot of people wrong. And, you know, we've still got a lot of work to do and get our consistency right. But as I said, it's been a really good start to the year, and I think our confidence is growing by the week.
Jackson, even better when you're down on troops and, you know, when you're missing a rising superstar of the game like a Tom Trbojevic, who's so important to that attack.
Yeah. I don't know about rising star. I think he's star right now.
Yeah, that's right.
He's probably been the best fullback in the competition this year, and that's not me being biased because he's my teammate. He's just been, you know, absolutely, you know, outstanding. But Matt Wright did absolutely amazing job on the weekend playing fullback, and you know, he'll keep that role until Tommy comes back, and then obviously when he comes back, we'll just, you know, hit the ground running again.
Daly Cherry Evans, mate, he's found sparkling form. Obviously, he's in there leading the way. That certainly helps.
Yeah, he's special. He's a special type of player. He's not your traditional halfback that's gonna, you know, stick to the absolute game plan, and you know, he's not a robot, so to speak. He plays off the cuff footy. He's very exciting to watch, and he's just a natural leader, and he's got the boys following in his footsteps this year, and you know, he's really loving and embracing that captaincy role, which is really good.
Jackson, how are you finding it? You'd love a bit more game time, but how are you seeing your role at the Manly side pan out?
Yeah. Obviously, I'd like to be on the field a little bit more, but in saying that, I'm just really happy and grateful to be given a second chance, so to speak. Obviously, it was a disappointing year for myself last year. On and off the field, I made obviously a couple of silly mistakes internally, and then obviously didn't perform my best on the field. So, you know, as I said, I'm pretty grateful to be given a chance to even be in the first grade side. And, you know, I just got to keep, when I get my chances, I just got to take them with both hands and stay positive. And, you know, I can't really complain. You know, we're playing some pretty good footy, and it's exciting to watch. So I know my time will come, and I've just got to keep working hard.
Now, Jackson, what was the go with Ash Taylor? now, it's not often, yeah, you have a little bit of a rumble on the field, and that's all fine. But normally when you're shaking hands, you know, when the whistle's gone, everything just, you know, goes out the door. But he wanted to go on with it. What happened?
Oh, look, you know, obviously it was in the latter part of the game, and I was fresh and buzzing. I hadn't been on for too long. And I gave him a little push in the back as he passed, and he sort of took exception to that. I suppose it would be a bit frustrating. They had a pretty frustrating night with the Titans. I actually can't really remember what happened when we were shaking hands, but, you know, it sort of boiled over a little bit again. And, you know, I respect him as a player and as a person. And, you know, what happens on the field stays on the field.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll get over it. I'm definitely over it. I didn't really know what was happening, to be honest. I was just there to sort of make up the numbers.
And how do you find Trent Barrett, mate? I'm really pleased for him this year. Things are coming together. How do you find him?
Yeah, you know, I've known Baz since I was 10 years old.
Ah.
My grandparents actually lived across the road from him down in Wollongong there. So, you know, I've known him for a while, and he's always been a really good bloke, and obviously, he was the one that sort of got me across the line to come to Manly, and I knew all the boys had a lot of respect for him, but you don't actually realise how smart of a footy head he is until you coach by him. And not just that, he's just so passionate. He's just such a passionate bloke, and he cares about his players. I know probably everyone in the NRL is going to say that about their coach, but he's got a genuine care for you, and I suppose that makes you want to go out there and win games for him. So he's doing an unreal job, and he's proven all his critics wrong, that's for sure.
And, mate, just a medical check, if you can, for us. Nate Miles with that bump to the knee, how serious do you think he'll play Origin? And Dylan Walker also picked up an injury.
Yeah, well, it's that time of the year for Big Nate Dog, so I think he'll be right. You know, I'm honestly not too sure. I don't think anyone knows what's wrong. I think he's got scans today, so right. I think you guys will know when I know.
Okay.
But he was saying yesterday it felt a lot better, so that's obviously positive news. And I think Walks has got a grade 2 carry on.
Yeah.
I think he's just got a little bump on the knee as well. He'll be fine.
Oh, he'll be fine. All right.
Yeah, you got the bye now. What happens over the weekend?
Yeah,
you know, we're going to train tomorrow and the next day, and they've been really good to us and given us 4 days off. So we'll go recover, recuperate, obviously come back in, watch the boys play Origin, whoever gets selected, and then rip in for the back part of the year. You know, it's important now that we really get our bodies right. You know, there's obviously going to be a lot of blokes with bumps and bruises, and through this Origin period, we're lucky enough to get 2 byes. So obviously making sure we're winning games in between Origin, resting up, and then getting ready for that back end.
And, mate, how are your plays for next year?
What was that? Sorry, mate?
How are your plays for next year?
Myself, personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm at Manly again next year.
Okay,
I've signed 2 years.
Good stuff.
And then, obviously, got to try and work hard to get another contract.
Yep. Well, mate, you're
good talent... Good on you, Jackson. Keep it going, mate.
It's not in question. Yeah, mate. Yeah. Have a great back end of the year. We're only midway through the year, but have a great back end of the year, and well done on the weekend, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. No worries. Really appreciate it.
There he goes. Jackson Hastings, Manly Utility, burst onto the scene as a rookie with the Roosters and couldn't put a foot wrong and had some trials and tribulations, and now he's back there with Manly and doing a good job coming off the bench.